Granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'auzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawati Islami, and these are the headlines.
Amir Ahle Sunnat pays condolences upon the death of various people, offers dua for the forgiveness of the departed, urges the bereaved families to be patient, presents Madani purse to donate virtues. Amir Ahle Sunnat offers dua for people going through difficulties due to illnesses. The commencement of Bukhari will take place tomorrow at the Global Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina on the birth anniversary of Ala Hazrat. The students of Dauratul Hadith at the places will attend the commencement of Bukhari via video link. Amir Ahle Sunnat will read the first hadith of Bukhari Sharif to commence it. 10th Shawwal al-Mukarram, the blessed birthday of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat. A special report is presented in Madani News on the blessed life of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi. The passion to spread the invitation towards righteousness, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari presents the invitation towards righteousness at the houses of personalities in Faisalabad. Also presents an introduction to the departments of Dawat-e-Islami. Food is distributed under FGRF in various areas of Hyderabad. Welfare activities also continue. Rukneshwara Hadi Mohammad Ayaz Attari reviews the food distribution at Faizan-e-Madina. A heat stroke camp is organized at Tilak Chari to combat the intense heat and heat stroke. Cold drinking water and seating arrangements have been provided to the devotees of Rasool. An initiative to eradicate environmental pollution. The tree plantation campaign continues under FGRF department. Saplings are planted at Commissioner Office Faisalabad.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, we welcome you to the Madani News. You just watched the headlines. Let's now have a look at the details. And first of all, let's listen to a condolence message of Amir Ahle Sunnat, in which Amir Ahle Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadi Razavi paid condolences upon the passing of Islamic brothers from this mortal world. He offered dua for their forgiveness to donate virtues to them. Besides this, he urged the bereaved families to be patient and also presented Madani pearls.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. میں تمام سوگواروں سے تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور صبر و ہمت سے کام لینے کی ترغیب دی. یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم، یا اللہ پاک ان کے تمام چھوٹے بڑے چھپے ظاہر جانے انجانے ہونے والے گناہ معاف فرما. رب کریم ان کی قبر تحد نظر وسیع ہو جائے. اے اللہ پاک ان کی قبر رحمت کے پھولوں سے ڈھکے. رب کریم تمام سوگواروں کو صبر جمیل اور صبر جمیل پر عز جزیل مرحمت. آمین بجاہ خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever receives the news of a funeral and he visits the family of the deceased and pays condolences to them, Allah Almighty will write the one qirat reward for him.
تم بھی ماضی کا حصہ بن جاؤ گے. مسلمانوں کے چوتھے خلیفہ امیر المومنین حضرت مولا علی شیر خدا رحمت اللہ علیہ نے خطبہ دیتے ہوئے ارشاد فرمایا، اس دنیا میں تم ان لوگوں کے راستے پر ہو جو تم سے پہلے گزر چکے، ان کی عمریں تم سے زیادہ اور لمبی لمبی تھی، وہ تم سے زیادہ طاقتور بہترین کاریگر اور عمدہ یادگاریں چھوڑنے والے تھے، مگر دنیا کے انقلاب میں ان کی آوازیں خاموش ہو گئیں، ان کے جسم پرانے اور بوسیدہ ہو گئے، ان کے شہر ویران اور یادگاریں مٹ گئیں، اور مضبوط محلات اور خوشی و مسرت کے بعد قبروں میں انہیں پتھروں کے تکیے ملے، مصائب کی چکیوں نے انہیں پیس کر رکھ دیا، قبروں کی مٹی اور پتھر انہیں کھا گئے، اور ان کی خوشحالی ایک پرانا واقعہ بن گئی. مکاشفت القلوب پیج نمبر 118. تمام سوگوار صبر و ہمت سے کام لیں. اللہ رب العزت کی رحمت سے مایوس نہ ہو، اللہ کریم کی رضا پر راضی رہیں، نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں، گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزاریں، دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہیں. زہ نصیب مرحوم کے اصالت صاحب کے لیے اللہ رب العزت کے دیے ہوئے مال میں سے مسجد بنا دیجئے یا مسجد کی تعمیر میں حصہ ہی لے لیجئے.
صلوا علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ علیہ محمد.
We take your leave with a prayer message of Amir Alisoner, in which he inquired about the health of various people upon their ailments. He offered dua for their recovery and also presented Madani pearls.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين اللہ رب العزت کی رحمت پانے کا طریقہ حجت الاسلام حضرت سیدنا امام محمد بن محمد بن محمد غزالی رحمت اللہ علیہ لکھتے ہیں، جو شخص اللہ پاک کے عذاب سے بچنا چاہتا ہے، اس کے ثواب اور اس کی رحمت کو پانا چاہتا ہے، اسے چاہیے کہ دنیا کی مصیبتوں پر اور اللہ پاک کی فرما برداری پر صبر کرے اور گناہوں سے بچتا رہے. حوالہ مکاشفات القلوب پیج نمبر 13. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. یا اللہ پاک نے صحت و راحت و عافیت و عبادت و ریاضتوں دینی خدمتوں اور سنتوں بھری طویل زندگی عطا فرمائی. یا اللہ پاک یہ آفت و مصیبت، یہ تکلیف پریشانی ان کے لیے گناہوں کا کفارہ، ترقی درجات کا باعث، جنت و فردوس میں پیارے پیارے آخری نبی مکی مدنی محمد عربی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا پڑوسی بننے کا سبب بنے. آمین. بجائے خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم ہمت رکھیے گا، اللہ رب العزت نے چاہا تو سب بہتر ہو جائے گا. مایوس نہ ہو. ایک بہت پیارا روحانی علاج پیش کرتا ہوں. یا سلام 111 بار پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کر لیجئے، اور جو خود نہیں پڑھ سکتا اس پر پڑھ کر دم کر دیجئے. انشاءاللہ القریب صحت و شفا حاصل ہوگی. شفا حاصل ہونے تک وظیفہ جاری رکھیے، یہ روزانہ ایک بار کرنا ہے، اور پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کرنے کے ساتھ ساتھ پانی پر دم کر کے بھی پلایا جائے. گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہے، گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزارے. صلی اللہ علیہ محمد.
Let's include some Madani news from the Global Madani Marakez Fazan Madina in Karachi, where the commencement of Bukhari Sharif will be held on 12th May Thursday with respect to the birth anniversary of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh. Let's learn more in this Madani news.
Dauratul Hadith Sharif is such a tremendous class of Darsi Nizami in which the students have the honor of study Siyah Sitta, six major books of Ahadith Mubarakah. In the beginning of Daura Hadith, ceremony is held for the commencement of the largest book of Siyah Sitta, Bukhari Sharif, and for the end of Bukhari at the end of the year. Like every year, this year too, on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh on 10 Shawwal 1443 Hijri on Thursday, corresponding to May 12, 2022 at 8:30 a.m. at the Global Madani Marakez Fazan Medina, the ceremony is being held. Students of Dauratul Hadith Sharif Karachi will participate in this event live, while students of Dauratul Hadith Sharif established at other places will participate through a video link. In the commencement of Bukhari, Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Sattar Qadri Rasavi will recite the first hadith of Bukhari Sharif and will explain it and commence Bukhari Sharif.
Dear viewers, 10th Shawwal al-Mukarram is the day of the birth of Ala Hazrat Imam al-Sunnat علامہ مولانا الحاج الحافظ القاری امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. Let's watch this report on his blessed life.
میرے رضا میرے رضا میرے رضا میرے رضا.
Ala Hazrat, the leader of Ahl Sunnah, Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, was born on 10 Shawwal al-Mukarram 1272 Hijri on Saturday corresponding to June 21st, 1856 at the time of Zuhur in Jasuli Bareli Sharif.
Mere Raza, Fyare Raza, Wo Bareli Ke Shah, Mere Ahmad Reza.
At the age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days, he received the certificate of graduation from his father Sayyiduna Maulana Mufti Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh after completing all the prevalent sciences. The same day he wrote a fatwa replying to a question. After finding the verdict correct, his father handed over the post of iftar to him. Ala Hazrat had expertise in more than 100 sciences. He was a devotee of Rasul and a perfect wali. He was an embodiment of love for the Holy Prophet. The Naat collection of Ala Hazrat, Hadaike Bakshis, is a testament to his devotion.
محبت عشق محبت اعلی حضرت طے کرے سنت رہبر ملت اعلی حضرت.
One of his religious services is the translation of the Holy Quran into Urdu language called Kanzul Iman, which is an internationally renowned translation of the Holy Quran. This beacon of knowledge and practice, Sayyiduna Ala Hazrat passed away on Friday 28th October 1921, corresponding to 25 Safar Muzaffar 1340 Hijri. The blessed shrine of Ala Hazrat is a focal point for the visitors in UP, India. May Allah shower mercy and blessings on his shrine.
Rukni Shura and the head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, spread the invitation towards righteousness at the houses of personalities in various areas of Faisalabad and presented an introduction to the departments of Dawat Islami. On this occasion, other representatives are also with Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari.
Rukni Shura and head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, along with other representatives, visited the house of personalities in various areas of Faisalabad, where he met with various personalities and presented the invitation towards righteousness. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat informed the Islamic Brothers about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami and presented an introduction of various departments of Dawat Islami and motivated them to serve the religion, present the invitation towards righteousness, and take practical part in the religious activities of Dawat Islami. Upon which the personalities expressed good intentions and appreciated the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami.
Dear viewers, so Madani Channel, food is being distributed on a daily basis under Dawat Islami's FZR department in various areas of Hyderabad. Rukni Shura Haji Muhammad Ayaz Attari reviewed the food distribution. Besides this, other welfare activities also continue. To combat the intense heat and heat stroke, a heat stroke camp has been set up at Tilak Chari, where cold drinking water and seat arrangements are provided to the devotees of Rasool. Moreover, the facility of cold water shower is also being provided with spray bottles. Let's learn more in this report.
Food continue to be distributed under Disaster and Food Relief Department of Dawat Islami in Hyderabad Sindh. The representatives of FGR were also engaged in performing their duties during the Eid holidays. In this regard, the provincial representative of FGRF told Madani News.
FGRF ke tehet khana paka pakaya taksim kiya ja raha hai aur yahan badi tadad mein hum khana taksim karne ke liye aaye hain.
Rukni Shura Haji Ayaz Attari visited Food Department of Madani Markaz Fazane Madina in Afandi town and told Madani News.
FGRF ke tehet alhamdulillah हैदराबाद में रोजाना पका हुआ खाना अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह पहुंचाने की तरकीब की जाती है और रोजाना हमारे इस्लामी भाई एफजीआरएफ के जिम्मेदारान ये काम बहुत अच्छे अंदाज में कर रहे हैं.
On the other hand, under FGRF, a heat stroke camp has also been set up at Tilak Chari area of Hyderabad to provide relief to the devotees of Rasool in the scorching heat and sin. The workers are not only provided with clean and cold drinking water and beverages, but also showered with cold water for a spraying. While in this camp, water fans have been installed and seating arrangements have also been made for the Islamic Brothers. The Provincial Disaster Management Authority, Sindh, and other welfare agencies also extended their full support to the camp. In this regard, the FGRF representative told Madari News.
FGRF ke zimmedaran आका की दुखियारी उम्मत की खिदमत करते हुए उनको पानी पिला रहे हैं, उनके ऊपर ठंडे पानी का शावर कर रहे हैं, उनको उनकी खिदमत कर रहे हैं, टावल के जरिए उनको ठंडक मुहैया कर रहे हैं. हेल्थ टीम जो हमारे साथ यहाँ मौजूद है, अगर कोई इस्लामी भाई सीवियर कंडीशन में हमारे पास आता है तो ये सबसे पहले उसका बीपी चेक करते हैं, उसको नॉर्मल ट्रीटमेंट जो होता है वो प्रोवाइड करते हैं और साथ ही साथ ORS और निमकोल का पानी वगैरह वो भी मुहैया करते हैं.
Saplings were planted under FGRF department with respect to the tree plantation campaign at Commissioner Office Faisalabad, in which the Commissioner Zaid Hussain and the representatives participated.
Plantation campaign was carried out under SGRF of Dawat Islami at Commissioner Office in Faisalabad, Punjab, in which Commissioner Faisalabad Zahid Hussain, representatives of Personalities Coordination Department, representatives of SGRF and the Islamic Brothers participated and planted saplings. Moreover, Commissioner Faisalabad Zahid Hussain appreciated the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami, expressed good intentions and shared his views with Madani News.
Aaj humne दावत इस्लामी के प्लेटफॉर्म से उनका जो एक रेलिवेंट विंग है जो शजरकारी को प्रमोट करने के लिए काम कर रहा है और बाकी जो समाजी अहदाफ हैं उनके हसूल के लिए दफातर में जा के आम माशरे में जा के लोगों को मोटिवेट करके ये वो काम कर रहे हैं जो लायक सत तहसीन है माशरे में नेकी फैलाने का जो काम कर रहे हैं उसको ये हमेशा जारी और सारी रखें और शौर आमा कि जो बेहतरी है उसमें अपना रोल प्ले करते रहें.
रुकने शुरा हाजी याकूर रजा तारी विजिटेड अपर छतर मुजफ्फराबाद कश्मीर. रुकने शुरा विजिटेड अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन फैजान मदीना देयर एंड रिव्यूड द कंस्ट्रक्शन वर्क्स. हाजी याकूर रजा तारी आल्सो प्रोवाइडेड गाइडेंस टू द लोकल रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स.
करो खिदमत मसाजिद की अता तौफीक कर सके तो फैले क़िबलतैनो खैनो फुनिम्रा कर करम मौला.
Rukneshwar Haji Afur Azatari visited Upper Chhattar in Muzaffarabad, Kashmir, where he visited Faizan-e Medina under Dawat-e Islami and reviewed the construction works. The local representatives briefed Rukneshwar about the construction works, upon which Rukneshwar Haji Afur Azatari provided guidance about it and motivated them to complete the construction works swiftly.
The representatives of Personalities Coordination Department Gujranwala met with the District President of Muslim League N and MPA Kaisar Iqbal Sandhu and presented him with an introduction to the Department of Dawat-e Islami.
The representatives of Personalities Coordination Department met with the President of Muslim League N Gujranwala and MPA Chaudhary Kaisar Iqbal at his house in Gujranwala, Sindh, and presented an introduction of various departments of Dawat-e Islami and informed him about the religious and welfare activities carried out on a global level. The representatives also informed them about the education being provided at Jamiat Madina and Madrasat Madina and invited them to visit the Madri Markaz Faizan-e Medina, upon which he appreciated the efforts of Dawat-e Islami, expressed good intentions and accepted the invitation. In the end, the representatives presented books and booklets of Maktabat-e Medina to him.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat-e Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, azawajal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani Channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, azawajal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.